This is Bob Williamson, Baptism of Anguish. I recently met with a young lady who miraculously survived a devastating car crash with little more than some bruises. A few days later, her mother was having a discussion with her about it and happened to notice my book sitting on her cluttered desk. She'd come to an event at Honey Lake nearly a year before, and I'd given her a copy. For some strange reason, she unexpectedly felt an urge to give it to her daughter and abruptly picked it up and handed it to her and said, "Here, read this." This was very strange because though she'd had the book for some time, she hadn't read it herself. The daughter told me that she doesn't like to read books and can count on one hand those books she's read in her life. This is due to a disorder that she has that prevents her from fully concentrating when she reads. She can read a paragraph, but due to her condition, she can't focus on what it says or comprehend its meaning because she's thinking of several other things at the same time and ends up having to read it three or four times in order to understand it. It's a frustrating and arduous task to make it all of the way through a book in such a fashion, and she told me that as a result, she just doesn't read books. Nonetheless, after reading the information on the back cover of my book, she decided it looked interesting and decided to give it a try. Are you ready for this? She read half my 428-page book in one day and the other half the next day. Yikes! She and her mother both told me that reading Miracle on Lucky Street has changed her life forever. I'm not privy to the details of her life, but apparently she'd been heading in a decidedly dark direction prior to the car crash and subsequent book reading. And now she's turned to God and intends to stay on that course. I say bravo, amen, praise God for that. And I've been praying this morning that she'll stay on track and accomplish tremendous things in her life. The book was so meaningful to her that she wanted to meet me, and her mother brought her to Honey Lake to do just that. I'm glad they did. I received many visits such as hers, calls and letters from folks that have read my book and benefited, and I know it's given hope to many thousands of people. In fact, this year we've already sold and given away more books than all of the previous year. What to make of it? Yesterday, I received a letter from a man, 91 years young, who recently heard my testimony in Orlando and then read my book. He compared my life to the Apostle Paul. He said, in part, there are many similarities between Saul and yourself. No, you didn't give approval to a Christian's death, but in many ways, you were just as evil. He went on to remind me that the Bible is clear that God has not amended his assertion that we will reap what we sow. And then he said, but that doesn't mean we can't modify what we've sown by prayer and action. He told me that in many ways I'd reap what I'd sown, spending many agonizing days, weeks, and months, reaping the evil that I'd spewed, including my addictions, alcohol abuse, cigarettes, and anger. Then he said something poignant. He said, God does not intend that you pay the price twice. It was agonizing to give up your anger, but once you did, you received peace to your soul. I engaged in prayer and action, and so did Paul. Today, Paul is living the good life at the throne of God. One day I'll enter heaven and enjoy it as well. We aren't reaping what we sowed because we modified it through prayer and action. David Wilkerson once said that in order to have true passion for Christ, we must be baptized in anguish. You might not have done any of the things I've done, and you might wonder if you can be baptized in anguish. He wasn't talking of anguish like I experienced, or Paul for that matter. David Wilkerson spoke about anguish over the perversion in America and the sinfulness of the church. He pointed out how the church today is married to the world. People are seeking places where smooth messages are being preached. Christians no longer want to hear about God's coming wrath and the necessary correction to their lives. This broken and God-fearing man denounced the passivity of God's people, including Christians who are blind to the lukewarmness and the sinful mixture that has crept into their lives and churches little by little. He warned how the spirit of blindness is the least recognizable thing. He called believers to leave their passivity. You have lost your fight. That's all the devil wants to do, is get the fight out of you and kill it. So you won't labor in prayer anymore, and you won't weep before God anymore. You can sit and watch television, your family goes to hell. If you were expecting somebody else to win your family or do this work, you are mistaken. Through his very deep, challenging, and anointed message, which can be viewed on YouTube by Googling David Wilkerson and his passion for Christ, God is calling believers to a baptism of anguish and for us to fervently pray for the recovery of a nation. As I listened to his riveting message this morning, I had tears streaming down my face. I strongly urge you to listen to it as well. That nice 91-year-old man who took the time to write to me has it right when he says, "But that doesn't mean we can't modify what we have sown by prayer and action." In spite of the evil path our nation has chosen to follow in the past few years, it can be saved, and so can our families, and so can we. Have a great weekend and go to church this Sunday. Nehemiah 1:4, when I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.